Prologue. Of all the crappy nights I've ever had in the whole of my crap life, on a scale of 1 to 10, we're talking a minus 6. And it's not like I even have very high standards. Rain spatters down my collar as I shift from one blistered foot to another. I'm holding my denim jacket over my head as a makeshift umbrella, but it's not exactly waterproof. I just want to find a taxi, get home, kick off these stupid boots and run a nice hot bath. But we've been waiting here for 10 minutes and there's no sign of a cab. My toes are agony. I'm never buying shoes from Cut Price Fashion again. I bought these boots last week in the sale. Flat black patent. I only ever wear flats. They were half a size too small, but the girl said they would stretch and that they made my legs look really long, and I believed her. Honestly, I'm the world's biggest sucker. We're all standing together on the corner of some street in southwest London I've never been to before, with music pounding faintly from the club below our feet. Carolyn's sister is a promoter and got us discounted entry, so that's why we schlepped all the way here. Only now we have to get home, and I'm the only one even looking for a cab. Fee has commandeered the only nearby doorway and has her tongue down the throat of the guy she chatted up earlier on at the bar. He's cute, despite the weird little moustache. Also, he's shorter than Fee, but then a lot of guys are, given she's nearly 6 feet tall. She has long dark hair and a wide mouth and an oversized laugh to match. When Fee is really tickled by something, she brings the whole office to a standstill. A few feet away, Carolyn and Debs are sheltering underneath the newspaper, arm in arm, caterwauling It's Raining Men, as if they're still on the karaoke stage.
Lexi!
Yells Debs, extending an arm for me to join in. It's raining men! Her long blonde hair is all ratty in the rain, but she's still bright-faced. Debs's two favourite hobbies are karaoke and jewellery making. In fact, I'm wearing a pair of earrings she made me for my birthday. Teeny silver L's with dangling seed pearls. It isn't bloody raining men, I call back morosely. It's just raining. I normally love karaoke too, but I'm not in a singing mood tonight. I feel all sore inside, like I want to curl up away from everyone else. If only loser Dave had turned up like he promised. After all those love you, Lexi texts, after vowing faithfully to be here at 10. I sat waiting all that time, watching the door, even when the other girls told me to give up on him. Now I feel like a sappy moron. Loser Dave works in car telesales and has been my boyfriend since we got together at Carolyn's friend's barbecue last summer. I don't call him Loser Dave to insult him. It's just his nickname. No one remembers how he got it, and he won't tell. In fact, he's always trying to make people call him something else. He started referring to himself as Butch a while ago because he reckons he looks like Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. He has a buzz cut, I suppose, but the resemblance ends there. Anyway, it didn't catch on. To his workmates, he just is Loser Dave, the way I'm Snaggletooth. I've been called that since I was 11, and sometimes Snaggle Hair. To be fair, my hair is pretty frizzy, and my teeth are kind of crooked, but I always say they give my face character. Actually, that's a lie. It's Fee who says they give my face character. Personally, I'm planning to fix them as soon as I've got the cash, and can psych myself up to having braces in my mouth. I probably never.